Hi, my name is Rowan Pickard, and I'm a new youth producer at ATME. And today I'm interviewing Sam Bernitz, who is a former ATME youth producer.
Alumni, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm here to ask you a couple questions today.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. How did you get involved with ATME?
So sophomore year of high school, I had a friend who was doing stuff here, and I walked in one day, and I was like, oh, they have some cool cameras here. They have some cool audio equipment. Kind of seems like fun. And I just started working on the radio station and then eventually started making some movies for ATME. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, so I kept doing it.
So what do you do now?
Okay, so I'm at Northwestern University. I'm a junior. I'm studying journalism, gender, sexuality studies, and film.
How has your time at ATME shaped what your experience in the world is like?
I feel like I definitely found things that I like to do, I guess. Like, I found passions throughout me. I found just like learning how to do multimedia journalism. I also like learned how to, I guess, make friends through those passions, because I just met a lot of people at me that I am still in touch with. I learned a lot from Rosie and just, yeah.
How has coming from Alaska shaped your perspective as a reporter?
One thing that was great about ATME being in Alaska was I got to travel around the state a lot with ATME and go teach storytelling and teach video production and radio production in different parts of the state, which was amazing. And there's so many stories to tell here. And in addition to there being so many stories to tell, there's not a lot of people to tell them, which really helps as like learning how to be a journalist. Because like when you go to other places in bigger cities, there's tons of people trying to cover all different realms of existence, but here there's all these kind of untold stories.
So what kind of stories did you mainly focus on at ATMI?
So there was a point where I was just kind of like making fun videos with my friends, but eventually I started, like, ATME would get contracts and I would help work on those different video contracts, which is also fun because it's almost like having a mini job, having a job before you really have a job, which is fun because you get to work with different organizations and people, and kind of, it's not just about what you want the product to look like, it's about what they want it to look like.
So what story do you think impacted you the most?
I think after senior year of high school, after I graduated, I worked on this video. Well, actually there's two, where I ended up traveling to different places on the North Slope and working on like beach cleanup, like outside of Kotzebue. And that impacted me a lot.
If you went out today with the opportunity to report on anything of your choosing, what kind of story would you make?
I don't know. I think if I just had like unlimited funding, I would like try and make a connection in some, like, I would try and travel probably, because I love being able to like get funding and travel for free and learn about a place and tell the stories there.
Do you have any favorite memories from your time at ATME?
There's a lot of memories, I guess. I got to go to Third Coast Audio Festival in Chicago, where I now live near, which was really fun. And I was kind of going into it, I was like, this is just going to be kind of like a fun trip with like high school friends, which is going to be awesome. But I actually ended up learning a lot about like audio production, which was kind of surprising, but was really important for me because I met so many like just different like professionals in the field and stuff like that. And I was like, whoa, there's actually like careers in this. Like, I could do this outside of just like something fun I'm doing in high school.
With your current knowledge, what advice would you give to a new youth producer?
I guess I would advise people to just like do what they want to do and like use ATME as kind of a tool to like make things that you're interested in, and like to dedicate time to ATME, because it's easy to like be in school and be like, oh, school matters, I should just forget about ATME. But so I guess my advice is school doesn't matter. Do what you want to do, even though school is also important, but like in the end of the day, it's fun to have like to look back and be like, oh, look at all these cool videos I made in high school. Like, I remember when I was that person making that video.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
It's good talk.
Yes, of course.